This is The Headline with Brandon Waltons, bringing you the biggest stories from across Texas. The Headline gives you the news you need to be an informed citizen. Hello, everybody. Happy Friday. Happy Christmas Eve here. Thank you for joining us for a special edition of The Headline. I'm Brandon Waltons, Managing Editor of Texas Scorecard. And today we're going to talk a little bit about the new podcast series we have hosted at TexasScorecard.com, Exposed, taking a look this first season at Round Rock ISD in Central Texas. I've got Jacob Asmussen, a senior journalist here at Texas Scorecard, who led this project, who followed this story and tells this story in this podcast series. Now, we put out this podcast all this week. If folks haven't listened to it, you can check it out at TexasScorecard.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, anywhere you get podcasts, essentially. But tee it up a little bit for us. What was the instigation behind telling this story, this one story of one school district in a state with over 1,000 of them?
Absolutely, Brandon. Well, there's two main reasons why parents across the state, across the nation, should pay attention to this story. The first is what's going on in Round Rock kind of has everything troubling with what we're seeing lately in school districts, right? Mm-hmm. So we've all seen headlines across the nation of rogue school administration, right? You have Loudoun County, Virginia, the officials in that school district allowing a free-for-all locker room rule that opened the door for a horrible sexual assault, right? Mm-hmm. We're seeing other school districts across the nation teaching racist ideologies, offering pornographic material to children, right? And so we're seeing all these kind of snippet headlines, but in Round Rock ISD, the officials there have decided to do all of those troubling things at the same time, right? So you've got abuse of power, you've got domestic assault allegations against the superintendent, alleged cover-ups of those accusations. You've got offering pornographic material to children and a host of other issues. And so that's the first reason why everything is happening at the same time. The second reason is why if all of those things are happening in Round Rock, mm-hmm. which is long considered a safe suburban community around Austin, then what is happening in your school district across the state?
So I think that's the most, you know, the most troubling part is you listen to this series, you think, wow, this could never happen where I live. But the fact is that people in Round Rock probably thought this wouldn't happen where they live. This saga sort of starts taking place earlier this year over the summer. What was the beginning of this story?
Yeah, the beginning was really when they hired their new superintendent, Dr. Hafed Azaiz. Mm-hmm. That was a whole controversy because the 7-member board kind of rushed through the hiring process. Mm-hmm. They kind of just handpicked him and rushed through it. And the community members said, wait, hold up. Who is this guy? He kind of has a questionable track record of job performance and other things. And who is this? Why are we doing this so fast? Why are you doing this behind closed doors? You haven't met with the public. And mm-hmm. so community members objected, but they rushed through it and hired him. And then less than 2 months later, these criminal accusations started surfacing. So that's kind of when it started, was the summer. And since then, it's unfolded just a disastrous series of events.
Well, criminal accusations, and I mean, pretty serious ones at that.
Yes. The allegations are that he had a mistress, the married superintendent had a mistress, and demanded that she get an abortion. And when she refused, then he allegedly assaulted her. Mm-hmm. And she supposedly brought her concerns to the board, to the rest of the board, and they rejected her appeal. And furthermore, not only that, because of course anyone is innocent until proven guilty, but they haven't even met about the accusations, right? The community started asking questions this summer, and it took the board nearly 4 months to even meet about it. And actually, we don't know if they met about it because they met behind closed doors.
Right.
So just a lot of questions about what is going on with the superintendent, what is going on, and parents want answers. They're not getting them.
Well, and that's really the basis of this. I mean, especially the first few episodes when you listen to them and you hear that parents, right, they find out about these allegations. They find out about the superintendent. They're also getting upset about other things, mask mandates for students, some of these other policies. They start trying to show up to these school board meetings, which have long been places where I think citizens have neglected to go engage. Well, they start showing up, and they're essentially being kicked out of the room.
Yeah, you have an incident in September where the board actually directed district police officers to keep parents out of the public meeting. They only allowed 21 government-approved chairs in this lecture hall of a 375 capacity, right? And so they only allowed a few people in, and then they directed police officers to actually remove parents and block them from the room. And furthermore, while they were blocking parents outside of the meeting, they voted to raise property taxes. Just icing on the cake.
Yeah, right? Absolutely unbelievable. But you actually have, I mean, this is also a story where you have two trustees that are actually trying to fight for citizens right now against the other five.
Yeah, so it's a 7-member board. Only two have sided with parents throughout all of this. Only two have requested board meeting about these allegations, right? They were asking questions as well. Only two members voted to let the public inside the public meetings, right? And in response, the five other board members have actually targeted them. They've tried to censor them, which would even ban those two trustees from stepping foot on school campuses, right? And yet, thankfully, a district judge intervened and issued a restraining order against the board, and now they're in a back and forth fight. So just, it is an absolute mess. And again, the whole point, if this can happen in Round Rock, what is happening in your school district?
So, you know, we talk about the allegations against the superintendent. What about some of the allegations about school policies allowing, girls and boys to, you know, room with girls, right, on school trips, things like that, go in the bathroom, et cetera?
Yeah, so that was kind of another part of this overall story was in November we did a special report about the district's kind of free-for-all locker room rule where they allow boys to go in girls' private rooms, locker rooms, dressing rooms, restrooms, and even the district had plans to have boys room with girls in the same hotel room on out-of-town school trips. And so we did a report. We interviewed a handful of district students, parents, staff, who were very concerned about this. And yet when parents brought their concerns to the board, to district officials, to principals, they were disregarded.
And just completely disregarded. But they're continuing to fight. I think that is the interesting takeaway here. As you hear in this podcast, we've got clips not only of, you know, some of the trustees talking, right? But you've also incorporated clips of actual citizens who came and spoke out, speaking right to the board a lot of the times, just feet away in some of these school board meetings, and telling them, you know, exactly what's on their mind. And this really serves, I think, as a great example for what citizens all across the state can be doing in their own communities.
Exactly, Brandon. The one good thing from this whole story, the superintendent's allegations, all of these things, has been that parents have woken up. Mm-hmm. And they are now fighting simply for parental rights over their own children, right? Mm-hmm. They just want to be involved in their own schools. They want to be involved in the process of what are the teachers teaching my child, right? Who is leading the school district? Mm-hmm. If there's accusations against him, we need to know, right? They just want to be involved in their child's education. And so that's been the one good thing, that they're now waking up. And parents across the state, across the nation, that is probably the most impactful thing you can do right now in our country, is to just ask questions about what's going on at your local school.
Okay, well, we could talk about this forever, but why don't we play a little bit of a clip so people can know what to expect with the Exposed podcast. Let's take a listen.
Round Rock is a suburb city north of Austin, long considered a conservative stronghold in elections and a safe community far enough away from the craziness of the state's notoriously liberal capital city. Troubling stories have recently surfaced about Round Rock ISD's officials, including abuse of power, domestic assault allegations, allowing boys and girls private rooms, offering pornographic material to children, and blocking parents from public meetings.
Because we are so committed to our principles, I mean, that's the whole reason we're there. We're not there to, for any other reason. We want to do what's best for kids. And so because of our values and our commitment to them, and unapologetically working to advance them, we became targets. And I would say probably in the September timeframe, there were some events that just became intolerable.
As parents have become increasingly aware of those problems, they've begun speaking out and been met with stiff resistance by the entrenched school board. The board has even arrested parents for speaking up in defense of their kids. No, this isn't Loudoun County, Virginia. It's Round Rock, Texas. Of the 7 school board members, only 2 have sided with parents, students, and teachers against an increasingly defiant administration. That administration has sought to punish those 2 members, trying to censor them and even ban them from stepping foot on the school campuses, simply for the sin of speaking out.
We received these vicious censure resolutions from the other 5. And for most people, you think a censure resolution is just a slap on the wrist. And initially, that's what we thought. But soon it became clear that there were objectives, punitive objectives, in these resolutions to try to force us to resign out of humiliation.
Now, it's easy to think that, oh, this is just happening in Round Rock, that it's just these 5 school board members and superintendent that are defying and ignoring parents. But it's not.
Wake up and be involved. And understand that local government is where you have the most control, and that your local government is where you're going to see how, even at the state level, how the policies that they make are impacting you day to day and your children day to day.
We've all seen the headlines of school conflicts between rogue administrations and concerned parents. And the future of our republic is happening in these schools across the state. For too long, these fights have been happening behind closed doors, but not anymore. We will expose those fights by exposing Round Rock.
Well, again, you can find Exposing Round Rock Season 1 available at texasscorecard.com. or anywhere you listen to podcasts, check it out. And Jacob, you know, this is one story, right? This is Season 1. What do we see going forward for this series?
That's a great question. We want to see what citizens are concerned about across the state. If they have stories, we want to know. But the whole point of this series is to uncover stories that bureaucrats don't want told.
Mm-hmm. And you certainly don't see some of the other media outlets telling these stories
either.
Absolutely not. Excellent. Thank you so much, Jacob. I want to say thank you to everybody watching. Again, encourage you to go download, listen, check out Exposing Round Rock Season 1, available at texasscorecard.com. For now, thank you so much for joining us. Have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you for listening to The Headline from Texas Scorecard. We're live every Friday at 11 a.m. on the Texas Scorecard Facebook page to talk about the biggest stories of the week, so check us out there or listen to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, whatever platform you prefer. And while you're there, you can also check out the ever-growing line of podcasts and programming provided by Texas Scorecard.